You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Chapter 31, I Want My Daddy. On Wednesday morning, Stephanie and Chris loaded up the little kids in the van to drive to the county offices to get a marriage license. Chris offered to drive. Do you usually take the parkway to get there? Stephanie asked as they were approaching the ramp.
Yeah,
Chris said nonchalantly. Don't take the parkway, Stephanie insisted.
Why not?
Chris said as he merged over. Don't take the parkway, Stephanie snapped in a panic. Chris quickly merged back.
It takes like 10 minutes longer to take the highway,
he said, annoyed.
Stephanie flinched as she heard a horrific crunching sound play in her head. She felt sick.
She pulled her feet up and put her arms around her legs. She buried her face in her knees.
The parkway is where Jason's accident was,
Chris guessed quietly. Stephanie kept her head down.
I won't ever take that parkway again,
Chris promised. Stephanie turned her head to look at him.
If that's what you want,
he continued. Stephanie buried her face in her knees again. Or just don't tell me if you do, she muttered.
Okay.
Chris chuckled softly. He reached over and rubbed her arm. Later that evening, Brooke came over at 6:30, as planned. She brought two of her daughters with her, Claire, who was 11, and Marcy, who was 13. The two girls immediately started fawning over Amara. Stephanie could tell Charlotte was uncomfortable about it, but, to Charlotte's relief, she was Amara's favorite. Amara had known her cousins longer, but she had spent much more time with Charlotte over the last several weeks. Chris had prepped the boys earlier in the day about what to do when Brooke arrived. Obediently, Caden, Caleb, and Matthew walked up to the door and in unison said,
Hi, Brooke!
They thought they were hilarious.
It's Aunt Brooke to you,
she told them. Then she gave Caden a hug. The other boys didn't look sure about giving a stranger a hug, so Brooke didn't push it. Stephanie showed her around and gave her a few instructions. Thank you so much, Stephanie said. Then she left. When she got to class, it felt really strange. The last time she had been there was before she started dating Chris. So much had happened in those few weeks. She was not nervous to see him, but she was a little nervous she might smile at him too big and give them away. She took a breath, put on a straight face, and walked in. Chris glanced up and their eyes met for a moment. He smiled a little to himself as he looked back down, although Stephanie could tell he was trying not to. It made her happy to see that he couldn't help but smile when he saw her. She sat in the back, as usual, and tried to avoid looking at Chris in the eyes. She had no problem checking him out this time, though. He looked sharp in his teal button-up shirt and khaki pants. When he got up and started the class, he was clearly avoiding looking at Stephanie, too.
Today we're going to work on our in-class assignment. You may work on your own or in groups, up to four, but everyone needs to turn in their own paper. The last 10 minutes, we will share what we have found. There will be participation points, so everyone will need to make at least one comment to get full credit.
Then he walked around the class and passed out the assignment. A student in her 20s with straight brown hair was sitting in the row in front of Stephanie. She turned to Stephanie and asked,
Want to work together?
Sure, Stephanie agreed. I'm Stephanie.
Megan,
the girl replied. Halfway through the class, Stephanie's phone buzzed in her pocket. She ignored it. Brooke was with the kids, and Stephanie was sure she could take good care of them. A moment later, Chris took his phone out of his pocket.
Sorry, folks. I only answer my phone during class when it's the person watching my kids,
he said, looking at the screen. He answered the call and put the phone to his ear. Stephanie strained to hear what he was saying.
Hey, Brooke, what's up? Emery?
Chris looked over at Stephanie, and their eyes met.
Is she bleeding? What do you mean she's acting funny?
Stephanie could see the worry in his eyes. She stood up and walked toward the back of the class without a word to her partner. She didn't even grab her backpack. She heard Chris say,
She's on her way,
just before she walked down to the hall. Stephanie looked at her phone. She had 2 missed calls from Trey and 1 from a new number. Before she could call Trey back, the new number started calling again. Hello, she answered as she started walking down the hall towards the parking lot.
Hey, Stephanie, it's Brooke. I'm so sorry. The kids were working on their playhouse and your son dropped a 2x4 on Emery's head.
Levi?
No, the other one. The older one. Trey?
Is she okay?
I thought she was, but now she's acting funny. I thought maybe she was just in shock, so I had her laid down, but she keeps asking what happened and who I am.
Let me talk to her, Stephanie said, picking up her pace towards the car. Emery's voice came over the phone.
Mommy, what happened?
You hit your head, baby. You're going to be okay.
Mommy, my head hurts.
I know. It will feel better soon. Just rest. Aunt Brooke is going to take care of you.
Mommy, when is Daddy coming home?
Stephanie paused in surprise. Do you mean Chris?
No, I mean when is Daddy coming home? Does he have to work late?
Stephanie pushed through the doors to the parking lot and started to run towards the van. Emery, just rest. I'll be home soon. Can I talk to Trey, please? Brooke's voice came back on the line.
Has she asked for her dad like that before?
No, Stephanie said worriedly.
Is she talking about Chris, maybe?
No, I don't think so. I'm on my way. Can I talk to Trey? Trey came on.
Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
He sounded really upset. I know, Trey. It's going to be okay. Calm down. I need you to tell me, did she pass out when it hit her?
I don't know. She fell over for a bit.
Did she throw up?
No.
Tell Brooke I'm on my way, but if things get worse, she can call an ambulance.
What? An ambulance? Why?
Trey said, sounding really worried. Just tell her that. I'll see you soon. Stephanie jumped into the van. She drove home as fast as she could safely. She made it there in only 7 minutes and ran into the house. When she walked in the house, everyone was standing around Emery, who was laying on the couch. Charlotte was holding Amara on her hip, and Brooke was holding Matthew. Levi was crying.
Mom, why is she asking for Dad?
Caleb said when Stephanie walked in.
Doesn't she remember Dad's dead?
Trey snapped.
Caleb, shut up.
Then he said to Stephanie.
Mom, she just threw up. Is that bad?
Stephanie didn't answer the question. Come on, baby. I'm going to take you to the doctor, Stephanie said as she scooped Emery up. Emery said,
Mom, what happened? Why is everyone looking at me?
You hit your head, Stephanie told her. Don't you remember what happened?
No.
Emery looked at her dazed.
Mommy, my eyes hurt. When is Daddy coming home? I want him to tell me a story before bed.
Do you need to be home soon? Stephanie asked Brooke.
No, I can stay all night if you need. My husband is coming to pick up my girls.
Brooke put a blanket over Emery. Thank you. Stephanie turned to the kids. Time for bed. Charlotte and Trey, you be helpful. Stephanie hugged Emery to her body as she walked to her van. She opened the door, put her in a seat, and drove her to the hospital. As they drove, she repeated a prayer over and over in her head. Please let her be okay. When they got to the ER, the hospital staff checked Emery's vitals and checked her in really quickly. Emery and Stephanie were led to a small exam room. Emery sat on the bed. Stephanie scooted a chair over next to the bed, and Emery hugged her arm. The doctor came in just 15 minutes later. By now, Emery had begun to cry.
I want my daddy! I want my daddy! I want my daddy!
Stephanie somehow held it together.
Can you tell me what happened?
The doctor asked Emery as he shone a light in her eyes.
Owie!
Emery cried.
I want my daddy!
Tears streamed down her rosy cheeks.
Can you take a breath from me and tell me what happened?
The doctor asked her again as he felt behind her ears. Emery nodded and took a breath.
I don't remember. My head hurts and I want my daddy.
She whimpered. Then she burst into tears again. The doctor turned to Stephanie.
Tell me what happened.
She accidentally got hit on the head with a 2x4. Then she started acting confused and now she keeps asking for her dad. Stephanie said as calmly as she could.
Emery, where's your dad?
He felt the top and sides of her head.
He's at work. He had to work late.
Emery cried. The doctor looked at Stephanie. Her dad is dead, she replied abruptly. He died in a car accident 8 months ago.
I see. She definitely has a concussion. There's some swelling behind her ears. I'd like to have some scans done. Did that 2x4 fall from a height or just swing into her?
I'm not sure. Should I call my son and ask him? Stephanie asked. She was remarkably calm, but her hands were shaking.
Yeah, you call him, and I will get those scans ordered.
He turned to Emery.
You hang tight. We will get you feeling better.
Then he walked out of the room. Emery continued to sob as Stephanie called Trey.
Mom, is Emery going to be okay?
She's going to be okay, Trey. Can you tell me exactly what happened? Stephanie replied shortly.
I already told you I hit by a 2x4 and then she fell over.
Okay, but how did you hit her? Were you just moving it or did it fall?
Oh, well, I was on the roof of the playhouse. It slid off the roof and hit her.
Like, on the end of the board?
Yeah.
Where on her head did it hit?
On the top, I think. Mom, I really didn't mean to. I'm really sorry.
I know, Trey, Stephanie said forcefully. It's going to be okay. The doctor walked back into the room. I gotta go, she said, and she hung up the phone so she could speak to the doctor. The board slid off the roof of the playhouse my kids were building. The end of the board hit her on the top of the head.
That explains the force a little bit.
Stephanie nodded.
Okay, kiddo, we're gonna take some pictures of your head. Do you think you can hold really still?
He asked. Emery nodded with tears in her eyes. They wheeled Emery to the CT scan room. Emery was a superstar and held really still, even though she was still crying. After the scan, they brought them back into the first room, and Emery sat on the bed, weeping. After about 20 minutes, the doctor came back into the room.
It looks like Emery has a minor fracture in her parietal bone and a little swelling on her brain. We are going to watch her really closely through the night, and if the swelling gets any worse, we will put in a shunt to drain the fluid.
Stephanie nodded nervously.
I am very optimistic she will have a full recovery without any further complications, but I just want to keep a close eye on it.
Stephanie nodded again. A nurse came into the room.
Hey, honey, your dad's here,
she said to Emery in a sweet voice. Stephanie glared at her, but Emery stopped crying. Chris walked into the room looking unsure.
No, I'm not her dad,
he muttered. He gave Stephanie a sorry look. No, Stephanie choked. That's not her dad, but thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry,
the nurse said, looking embarrassed. I didn't know you were coming, Stephanie said to Chris. She glanced at her phone. She had 3 missed calls from him.
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to come or not, but Brooke said she would stay with the kids, so...
Chris said uncomfortably.
Do you want me to leave?
No, don't leave, Stephanie said quickly. So Chris sat down on the chair next to her. Emery began crying again.
I want my daddy. I want him to read me a story.
Stephanie took a quivering breath. Then she finally broke down and started crying. Chris gently rubbed Stephanie's back. Then he leaned over so his arms rested on Emery's bed and spoke softly.
Emery, I'm sorry your dad can't be here now. Would you like it if I read you a story?
Emery nodded and continued to cry. Chris got up and walked to the nurse's station in the hall.
Do you have any picture books?
He said to one of the nurses.
No,
the nurse immediately answered. Another nurse walked over and said,
let me look.
She opened a drawer and pulled out a stack of coloring books. She flipped through a few of them until she found a My Little Pony one with words along the bottom of the pages and handed it to him.
Will this work?
She asked.
Yeah, thanks,
Chris answered. He went back into the room. Stephanie and Emery were both still crying. Chris sat down, leaned over the bed, and opened the coloring book. Emery stopped crying and wiped her tears. Her cheeks were really flushed from crying so much. He began reading the pages of the coloring book.
Cutie Pie is making cupcakes.
He turned the page.
How many apples has Applejack found? This is a great story,
Chris said sarcastically as he turned the page again. Emery didn't pick up on his sarcasm.
Rainbow Dash flies fast. Fluttershy plays in the meadow with the butterflies. Which Twilight Sparkle is different? The end. Wow, that was amazing.
Emery nodded, and then she wrapped her arms around Chris's bicep and laid her head down on the pillow. After a minute or so, Emery fell asleep, still clutching onto Chris. He sat leaning over the bed so he didn't disturb Emery. Stephanie sat and silently cried. After a while, Chris carefully pulled his arm free and put it around Stephanie. She laid her head on his shoulder. I'm glad you're here, she whispered. Around 11:30, Chris fell asleep sitting in his chair. Stephanie shook him awake. You should go back to your mom's and get some sleep. He looked at her groggily, so Stephanie repeated herself. You should go back to your mom's and get some sleep. It doesn't make sense for both of us to be completely sleep-deprived.
Yeah, okay,
he replied. Or you could go back to my house, I guess, Stephanie suggested.
True, then Brooke can go home.
Stephanie nodded. Chris stood up and stretched.
Good night,
he said, leaning over to give Stephanie a kiss. Good night, she replied. He started walking out of the room. Oh, Chris, Stephanie stopped him. He turned back to look at her. The bus comes at 7:45. He gave her a thumbs up. They can just have cereal for breakfast, but will you make sure Caleb actually eats something or he will be moody all morning?
I got it,
Chris said. Then he walked out of the room. Stephanie huffed. She had about 3 more things she needed to tell him about their morning routine. It was a delicate balance. In the morning, Emery was back to her old self again. It was like she had been in a dream state since the incident and had finally woken up. She remembered Brooke, and she remembered helping with the playhouse, but she didn't remember getting hit. She also didn't remember crying for her dad and didn't remember Chris having been at the hospital with them at all. They brought Emery and Stephanie breakfast, and then they did more scans. Around 11, the doctor came in to see Emery.
Her scans look great. The swelling has gone down. Her memory seems to have returned. It's normal for the memories immediately surrounding the accident to still be murky at best. She looks really good. I'm going to send her home. She needs to take it really easy for the next few days. And we want to keep that head really safe. For the next 6 weeks, no jumping on the trampoline or riding a bike or roller skating or anything like that. You keep your feet on the ground, okay, kiddo?
He said to Emery.
Okay,
Emery said.
Follow up with your doctor next week, but if she has any more issues with confusion or gets another bump on the head, you bring her back here. Plan to see some trouble with sleeping, and she'll probably be extra moody for the next few days. If you have any questions, you can call us.
He handed Stephanie a stack of discharge papers.
The nurse will go over your discharge instructions with you.
The nurse came in and basically repeated everything the doctor said. Then she walked them out to the lobby, and they got into the van and went home.